I'm standing on K Street in the middle of Washington, D.C., and as you can tell, it's anything but a pastoral scene. But the lobbyists that work here on K Street and inside the Beltway exert enormous influence over farmers and on the food we eat.
Now, despite its name, the Farm Bill is not just about helping farmers.
In February, President Obama signed the bill in Michigan. He and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack know how wide the scope of the Farm Bill is.
Secretary Vilsack calls it a jobs bill, an innovation bill, an infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
The Farm Bill took years to write, and because it's so wide-ranging, the stakes were high. That's why at least 600 companies and outside groups tried to influence the Farm Bill. That's what we discovered in a joint investigation by Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Companies and groups spent millions trying to persuade lawmakers. The problem is, thanks to opaque lobbying rules, we don't know who threw down the most money.
I mean, I've been doing money and politics research for a long time, and I have to say that the Farm Bill lobbying is the most difficult of any that I've done.
Patrick Woodall is the research director for Food and Water Watch, an environmental watchdog group. Woodall and his team examined the lobbying behind the previous Farm Bill, the 2008 version.
The legislation itself is so sprawling, the number of interests is so many, and they are lobbying on so many different things.
Groups that lobby Congress have to disclose their spending to the public. But the groups only have to do it each quarter, and they don't have to break it down in detail. That means every 3 months, they total up all of the money they spent on lobbying and all the issues they lobbied on and throw it down on paper. Just one big jumble of bill numbers and talking points.
It's not as if the lobby disclosure says, I spent $900 lobbying on the Farm Bill. It says only the total amount.
As we've discovered, lobbying data is not, it's very cumbersome. It's not an easy thing to scrape.
Pam Dempsey is the executive director of the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. We had a mission, find out who spent money to influence the 2014 Farm Bill. Dempsey and her team went looking for all the data. In the end, we combed through thousands of electronic filings. Let's say you want to figure out the influence of a particular group, say the Chamber of Commerce.
I do have in front of me the Chamber of Commerce of the USA's lobbying disclosure report from the first quarter of 2012, where they reported spending $20.2 million for that quarter totally.
$20.2 million in lobbying over just 3 months. Thing is, that's not all Farm Bill.
On page three, another set of issues that include food and agriculture legislation. On page four, we have another set of issues, and it's pretty extensive. We're looking at another page. We're looking at it 65 pages of this going on for another 59 more pages.
How much did the Chamber of Commerce spend trying to influence the Farm Bill? They don't have to say. But we do know lobbyists had their hands full. Scott Faber is the chief lobbyist for the Environmental Working Group.
Yeah, it's always a bitter fight.
There was a huge battle over the budget for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what we call food stamps. And on the farm side, the bill eliminated a controversial subsidy called direct payments. Those issues are literally worth billions. And hundreds of groups wanted to protect their piece of the pie.
Again, it may be a different flavor. It may be delivered on a fancier plate. It may be called insurance as opposed to direct payments.
It's what lobbyists do. Make sure their clients get a seat at the table and perhaps the ear of a senator.
The fighting, the scraping, the elbowing was more intense this time because there was a sort of a pitched battle to divide up the spoils from ending direct payments.
Each of those fights ends up with the doling out of your tax dollars and changes you can see at the grocery store. Patrick Woodall from Food and Water Watch again.
It's a kitchen table issue. This is the food that American families put on their table every day.
Whose money is influencing that? We may never know. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.